The DA put out a statement yesterday talking, well, patting itself on the back for a project that it has started in the Kucha municipality in the Eastern Cape, which is run by the DA. And they are building, rebuilding a stretch of road in Jeffreys Bay in using around 1.8 million plastic bags alongside an asphalt solution. Sorry, I have lost here we go. The in Kucha and around the country, the DA is a government for the future, and it talks about this road in Jeffreys Bay being a good example of the kind of forward thinking that the DA does. Almost 2 km of it being resurfaced using a recycled plastic material as a binder in the asphalt. The first time that this technology is being trialed in South Africa to build an eco-friendly road. The recycled plastic replaces a large portion of the bitumen in asphalt, which is made from crude oil. Multiple benefits to using this material. For starters, it takes tons of plastic from our landfills and prevents this from breaking down and leaching into the groundwater. It's strong and resistant to wear, with significantly fewer potholes, cracks, or breaks. And then there is the employment aspect, with the potential for hundreds of jobs, not only in the construction of the roads, but also upstream in the collecting and sorting of the waste. Dion Kruger is in the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment at the University of Johannesburg. Dion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
These plastic, well, they're not plastic built roads, they're plastic containing roads. What kind of research is there into their suitability as a road building material?
Yes, look, the use of polymers or plastics, as the common name calls it, as an aggregate or a binder in material has been researched for probably 30, 40, 50 years even. Specifically focusing on roads and the use of polymers or plastics as a binder material or aggregate material, that's been ongoing for the last probably 10 years and even more. It's not unknown, and it's been researched quite extensively in India, for example, but also in the UK and other countries. So there's some work on that, but certainly it's still a fairly novel area, and there's still a lot to learn.
But what is the initial research suggest? That, I mean, I take the point that it's taking plastic out of landfills and putting them into a road surface, and that seems like unarguably a good thing. But does it help create a road which is more resistant to wear and tear?
Well, yes. The theory behind all of this is that polymers can, in fact, change the physical nature of the bitumen, modifying the properties that could actually enhance the engineering aspects of it. For example, it could modify the softening point. In other words, bitumen might not start softening or even going into a flowable state at high temperatures because of the polymer that is part of the bitumous mixture. So that certainly could create an advantage. It can certainly increase the ductility, the recoverability of the road because of the flexibility it brings into the mixture. It will certainly enhance the road's the travel smoothness. You know, if you compare driving onto a concrete road as opposed to a asphalt road, you could certainly benefit from the softer road conditions, and the plastics would do that.
And in terms of cost, how does it compare with more conventional road building?
Well, look, the road that's been done in the Eastern Cape really replaces a portion of the bitumous material. So you do save on the bitumous material, and it's I'm not 100% sure of the mix. It's not, I don't think it's published as such, but it should be about 5 to 10%, maybe a bit more of the bitumous would be replaced. So you're saving that cost. On the other hand, you're using a waste product that's recycled. However, there is some processing cost to that to convert the waste plastic material into a usable format. The actual cost, I can't give you a figures on that. But certainly, it does reduce the carbon footprint of the bitumen because you're using material that has in fact already been processed previously. So it has got the environmental positive side as well.
It then, based on what you've been telling me, Dion, it sounds like a sensible thing to do. I don't know whether how much plastic you'd need to tar a gravel road that's 35 kilometers long, as opposed to re-tarring using this plastic-infused product 2 kilometres of road? Where's it most likely to be of obvious benefit?
Yeah, I think the main important thing is the structure, the road structure, you know, those chaussades and the supporting layers below the top surface where the asphalt layer would be crucial for stability and so forth. So your covering to extend the water resistance or water penetration resistance comes from your top layer, your asphalt layer. So this is the ideal material to use as a resurfacing material rather than starting from new building. But with a lot of our roads requiring resurfacing, that's certainly an option to consider. However, and I should say that, however, there's issues such as UV degradation that might be issues, especially in South Africa, with the high levels of UV, and plastic or polymer is subjectable to UV degradation. So one needs to be very careful, and that's why it's probably good they do this prototype section in the Eastern Cape to check the stability against UV degradation. But certainly from a cost point of view and making use of otherwise waste plastic material which could end up in landfills or even worse into the ocean, probably the right way to go forward.
Would you be able to answer a question from a listener? What about chemicals from the plastic leaching into groundwater?
Yes, that's always a problem. Let's look at this way. It will be in a landfill area where it would probably also have the leakage problem, or it will be now contained in an environment where it will actually be part of this bituminous mix, which will also be bonded quite carefully or fairly strongly into the bituminous mix, which would probably reduce the leaching. So I would say it's probably better than having it out in a landfill somewhere.
Dion Kruger, thank you very, very much indeed for chatting to us this afternoon. Dion is with the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment at the University of Johannesburg.